Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth?
You want answers? You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Welcome to Friday morning. I am your host, Justin Clark, protecting you from the hypocrisy throughout America, from Destin to Daytona, to Funiac Springs to Altamont Springs. Together, we will bully the bullies. Today on the program, Juneteenth, an official holiday as of yesterday. Now everything is shut down today. Isn't that a bit of a quick turnaround? I've got some prizes to give you as well to follow up on how many miles your car or truck has on it. You won't want to miss that. I'm also hosting a spelling bee, apparently next Saturday. Need a little advice, ECs, non-drive time, morning news, and plenty more to get to. Quick housekeeping before we begin. I will be taking your calls and text messages. Here is the phone number, 321-339-1055. Do not forget, download the Florida Man Radio app, any app store. Listen to us right there around the world. Listen to our podcast from every show right there on the app. But a great show for you on the actual radio this morning. But first, the team. Kayla remains on vacation. Not to worry, EC in his very dirty old gator hat is here. Greetings.
What's up?
And now it's time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
Oh, it's Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. I was thinking this morning, though, and I hate to admit this to you, I don't love Father's Day. And I think I know why Father's Day is not a great day for me, and I think it's twofold. Number one. My dad's been dead for 10 years or whatever. So it's always a bit of a sad day when your dad's gone, you know, and he died quite young. So it's always a sad day for me. But number two, it's always, I always seem to end up in the beanbag room on that weekend. And of course, last night I slept on the beanbag, unfortunately. And I just feel like every Father's Day, like, it just does not go great for me. So I think those are the two reasons. But I certainly hope you have an outstanding and deserved Father's Day. Now, EC, no children for you yet.
Correct.
Do you have animals? I forgot.
Yes, two cats.
You have two cats. So, on Father's Day, does your wife get you a card like Cat Dad or not?
No.
Okay. Because I got to tell you something. I don't know if I like the Happy Father's Day to Dog Father cards. People with no kids. Or Happy Father's Day to Cat Dad cards. Or even worse yet, a gift for being a father to a cat. I don't know if I buy that. What do you think of that routine? Because, and let me tell you why. So, this TV show, one of the TV shows we do is called The Best of Central Florida over on CBS Sundays at noon. And they were nice enough, the ladies on the crew there were nice enough to give us all plaques. In fact, I posted a picture of my, it was best, because when we had the winners, so when we choose like best pizza places, we actually have a plaque they put on the wall, best pizza, okay? And the ladies on our crew there made all the dudes a plaque, best father of Central Florida. It was a really kind of a sweet concept.
Yeah, it's a sweet gift there.
And I posted a picture of mine, and I got so many congratulations. I think that I probably should have put there in the disclaimer, we all got these, because I think people really thought I got some father award, and trust me, I would not get a father award. So I probably should have put a disclaimer.
Do they give out father awards?
I don't know. I guess so. But my executive producer on the show, good friend of mine, his name's Phil. Love the guy. He decided when he got married 20 years ago, they weren't going to have children. However, he has a cat. And he got an award for best cat dad. And I said, I don't know if I agree with this. I don't think I like this. But he got a plaque. And in fact, so I think we had about eight or nine dads that are on that production team. And one guy, great producer, named Ivan, he has the most kids by far. He has six. Guess what plaque was left at the office and not delivered to Ivan? Yeah, the guy who has the most kids. And he even walked in and was like, okay, where's mine? And it just wasn't there. And I got to be honest with you, I think that they forgot to order his. They were saying it's at the office. I almost call BS. I think for whatever reason, they forgot to order the dude who has the most kids, the best dad plaque.
We did a vote and he just didn't make it.
No, I don't think it was that. I think I think they just messed up. This is what really happened. But it's kind of ironic. The dude has two times more kids than anyone else in that room, more than two times. Yet he's the only one who didn't get a plaque. Yet cat dad did. I mean, so you ordered a plaque for best dad of a cat, but dude who has six kids, you forgot the plaque? That's not possible. You can't do that. It's crazy. But anyway, seriously, happy Father's Day. Hope it's a great weekend. You can go smoke some meats or whatever you're going to do. What are your plans for the weekend, Cat Dad?
Me, Cat Dad? No, I've got to go up to Jacksonville on Saturday. I got to normally work Saturday too, so I'll be here for a little while. And then Sunday, we're doing stuff. I'm just actually was in a text group with my brother and my sister, and their spouses about we're doing for my father for Sunday. So. Oh,
but it's a surprise.
No, he knows. But what are we doing? It's at his house.
Oh, okay. So he's
the one with the pool and the grill. Oh, so. I see.
What are you guys going to grill?
Probably just like burgers and brats and, you know, all that fun summertime fare right there, like stuff like that.
I think I want to work tomorrow, and then I think I want to drive to the beach and spend Sunday there. I think that's what I want to do. I don't know. I'll probably end up just here. I'll probably watch movies in the beanbag room. But I'll probably watch 3-4 movies. Maybe they'll deliver some Taco Bell to me or something. There Who knows? I had Taco Bell last night, by the way. What is the so let's say you go to Taco Bell. What is the appropriate amount of tacos that one should consume? And
I'm the wrong person to ask.
No
on that
sides. Because, why?
It's probably way too much when I go. Oh, really? When I go to Taco Bell. Oh yeah.
So last night I come home and there are no chips or no sides at all. It was just straight up tacos. I think it was. I had one soft shell taco, two hard shell, one Dorito Loco. So four tacos. Is that, that's a little too much, right? Should I have stopped at three? No, four is acceptable.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
I know between my brother and actually my brother, my sister, and I, we've actually spent almost $50 at Taco Bell before.
Is that right? Yeah. $50 for three people at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Damn, I hope you got drinks with that or something.
No, probably it was just all tacos.
Really? That's a lot of tacos.
It's a lot of tacos.
Damn. So I've got this spelling bee, and it's coming up next Saturday, all right? And this is in Central Florida. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it is, okay? Because, first of all, I want to invite you, number one. But I really just need your advice on how to host a drunken spelling bee. Because I've never hosted a drunken spelling bee, number one. So when they initially, it's really our sister station, Wolf, the event. It's in Sanford at the West End. But I'm going to be there. It would be really cool, at least those of you in Central Florida, if Florida Man Radio can represent a little bit and come there and show some support for me.
Is it next Saturday?
Next Saturday night.
Okay, maybe I'll make it out there.
You will come.
Yeah, I'll probably
be out there. I'll buy your drinks.
Yeah, I'll probably be out there. It's lucky enough it's not too far
from where I live, so. I mean, that's right. It's right off the exit, so it's not far from your house at all. So I would like to see Florida Man out there if you could. I need the support. And I think it would be actually super cool if we brought as many people as the station that's really kind of hosting the event. I mean, if we could show out there, I think it'll give us a lot of respect. So I'd like to see you next Saturday if you're in anywhere in the Central Florida area. But then I was looking at these spelling words and I was like, damn, I'm glad I'm not competing. I mean, these words are very hard. I don't think
that was going to be my question. How did you ever compete in a spelling bee when you were in school?
Not that I recall. Did you?
I know they, like, 1 or 2 years, probably like 4th or 5th grade, they like, the entire school, you had to get together and do, like, the preliminary rounds.
Yeah.
And I maybe made it past the first two, and then I was out. Never was a big speller. Now, geography bees, I almost made my schools. I was, like, second in my school for the geography bees.
So. Geography bee?
And see, now I couldn't tell you where anything is on a map. That's one of those things that, over time, video games and TV has just wiped out of my brain. So
yeah. I was always a middle-of-the-road student. I didn't want to win any awards or anything like that. I just wanted to get by. That's it. I just wanted to get by. I wasn't out there trying to win spelling bees. I was just trying to get by. That's how I competed. I mean, it worked out okay. I was never the top student in high school, college, law school. I was always right in the middle. That's where I want to be. No one bothers you when you're in the middle. I will say in law school, though, I was the every time, no matter what, I was always the first one to finish the test. People thought I was going to fail out of law school because I'd run out of there in like an hour. Even though we had 4 or 5 hours to do these long exams, I'd be right out of there. I don't know how the professors read my handwriting, but
I was always like that, too. Like I was usually one of the first person people done. Now, didn't mean I was correct with all the answers, but I'm one of those people when I sit down with a test, I'm like, okay, first answer, best answer, and I just go.
But I was just talking to Jan about this spelling bee that's coming up next Saturday. And so last year it was hosted by, I think, Chad from our sister station, 103.1 The Wolf, and Bubba Whipass Wilson. And he said, oh, yeah, last year Chad would read the words and then Bubba would use it in a sentence in, you know, redneck language or whatever you want to call it. And I said, all right, I mean, what am I supposed to do then? Am I supposed to stand there and look pretty? Well, no one's given me any instructions yet. Bubba had this whole thing going on last year. He had like this whole plan going in. Now, I don't know what to do. And I'm getting no instructions. I mean, what do I do as an MC of a spelling bee contest? Do I just stand there? EC, any thoughts on what I should do?
You should not spell the words for them. That's probably the first step. Like, you're not going to be giving out the clues. You're just going to be like the guy there.
I don't know. Maybe we should have a meeting on this or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe you guys should set a meeting so I know what to do. And then like, how many cocktails do I have while emceeing? I mean, just like one or two, right?
This is a Florida man slash, you know, yeah. Wolf slash, you know, this whole JVC broadcast. You can have as many cocktails.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you hear that, Jan?
I'm sure they may not be happy about it, but that sounds a lot like nor the crew we sent out.
Look, I'm somewhat professional. I kind of know what's going on. I'm not going to do anything dumb till later. Franklin the mailman. What up, brother? How are you?
I'm just loading up my vehicle. Just wanted to call in and tell you happy Father's Day and hope you have a good weekend. And Justin, for the love of God, please don't get too drunk around kids.
Thank you.
Well, be an example. Not a bad example.
It's an adult spelling bee, Franklin. But let me ask you a question. Because Juneteenth is now a holiday as of yesterday, and it's celebrated today, and all federal employees are off work, yet you have to work. Why does the Postal Service get screwed on all these holiday things?
Because mail does not sleep, dude.
But don't you feel like you're...
When technically the post office is closed, we are working.
I just feel
you've heard me call in on holidays, and they're like, literally, the only holiday I have not worked is Christmas.
It is kind of BS. I mean, you're a federal employee. You would think switch over to a different department or something.
Oh, no, this is where the money is, dude.
Oh, okay, never mind. All right, brother. Hey, you're a good dad. You lucky man. Have a great Father's Day.
Yeah, I'll actually have my daughter this coming week. It's because it's Father's Day and my birthday this week.
Oh, nice. Hell, happy birthday. Happy Father's Day. Oh, by the way, I think I saw you shooting guns the other day. What was that all about?
Yes, I came home from work and some of the boys were out there skeet shooting. I walked up and they let me shoot skeet and I hit every target I shot.
Did you? I didn't have you pegged as such a great shot, buddy. All right, Franklin, have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. Happy birthday. Bye. That was kind of uncomfortable. Like it was an uncomfortable pause. Normally he talks over me. I went into it saying, you know, Franklin likes to talk over me. I'm going to just shut up and let him talk. And then it was like just dead air. Dead air for like 5 minutes there, it felt like to me.
I do have a lot of respect for the mail guys, though.
I do too, man. Oh, I swear I do.
Post office is the only job that I've ever been fired from without ever working a day.
Well, how in the hell did that happen?
So I got hired by the post office.
Okay. And you're like, wow, celebration.
And, yeah, and there's a bunch of fingerprint tests and you have to get done and all this stuff. And I did all of it and then I didn't hear anything from them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, weird. And then I get a call, hey, we need you to go do fingerprint testing again. Fine, whatever. I go and did the fingerprint test again. Didn't hear from him. Never anything. And then I get a certified letter like a couple weeks later saying, hey, you were hired but never showed up from the job, so you've been officially fired from the United States Postal Service. Da, 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 da.
I'm what? Like,
oh, okay. Cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious.
And did you make a call and be like, yo, you guys screwed this up?
Yeah, they said that they never received my fingerprint testing for the third time that I did it. And I'm like, okay, cool. By that point, I'd gotten another job by that point, but yeah. It was just, I found it hilarious.
That's kind of effed up is what it is.
Yeah, I got fired without ever working a day.
That happened with me at Sears when I was 17. I didn't get hired, actually, but I they would not hire me because I failed a personality test.
That's not good. No. You know that, right?
So I go, and I have a hookup there, too. My neighbor works at Sears. I'm 17 years old at the time. And I need a job because we didn't have a lot of dough. I needed to pay car insurance or whatever. And so my neighbor says, oh, I'm the manager here. Come on in. Like, oh, you got this. I'm the manager. And I go in, interview, talk to her. And she's like, well, one more thing corporate makes us do, and it's a personality test. And I take it. And she calls me back and is like, you know, Justin, I'm sorry. You failed the personality test. My hands are tied here.
You know those tests are just to make sure you're not a psychopath, right?
Well, dude, I don't know. I now I do. That's not good. Maybe that's my problem.
Did you just go in and bubble in the test?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember she said I failed the personality profile exam.
You probably filled in there. Just, you probably winged it, like you just said. Yeah, you always wing your test.
Exactly.
And they got it back, and it's like, Justin Clark is a serial killer. Do not hire him.
A, C, D, B, B, C, C, C. Maybe I did that, but I don't think. I wish I could say that, but I don't think so. But what I was talking about with Franklin is, so you know, you've heard this already. Juneteenth was signed into law yesterday. And look, great, obviously, a historical moment in our country's history, an important new holiday, okay?
Can I step in and just,
yeah,
I
know, say whatever you want.
I'm not the right person to say anything about this because it doesn't involve me at all. Is it the worst holiday name, though?
I think, I mean, it's right up there. Must be.
Absolutely.
Like, it doesn't actually,
I don't even know what date.
The due date, I believe, is June 19th is the official date.
Okay. But then that could be June 18th.
Is it rotating? Yeah, is that my question?
16th? No. It's not. It's the same day. It's the 19th. How do they make that decision, by the way, if they want to do every, you know, last Thursday of the month, or if they want to keep it on a certain date? Any idea how they even figure that out?
I think they wing it at that point.
They just wing it. But the problem that I have with this Juneteenth is this is a quick turnaround for actually shutting businesses and government down today. Everything's closed today. Wait, what? I mean, can't we get a little lead time on this deal? It just became a law yesterday, and now everything is shut down today? Couldn't they have worked on this a few weeks back? Or maybe passed it today and said, oh, we'll start shutting everything down next year. This is like falling in love yesterday at Sticky's Fish Camp on 30A. Falling in love with the girl and planning a wedding for this weekend. And I don't mean just an eloption, if that's a word. I mean planning a damn wedding. We shut the government down today for a holiday that became a holiday yesterday. Now, EC, that's a quick turnaround time.
That is pretty quick.
Pretty quick. It's like 12 hours. And then to make matters worse, I find out in my extensive research for this program that with Juneteenth, federal employees now get 44 paid days off per year.
That's pretty awesome.
44. Now, do a little quick math, and what you will learn is that is, ladies and gentlemen, 9 weeks a year of paid vacation time. Vacation, sick time, whatever you want to call it. That seems like a substantial amount to me.
Do you know how much I have?
Zero.
It's zero. Yeah,
I don't remember you ever going anywhere, hardly.
It's zero. I definitely wouldn't get paid to take it off.
Does that seem like a lot to you, or am I overreacting here? Does that seem like a lot of days off?
I mean, they do a lot of work. So.
Really?
Some of them. I mean, maybe not the DMV.
Well, DMV is a state job anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they do a lot of work, sure. Give them all the days off, whatever, I don't care.
And I don't get, you're right, you know what? I think that you're right. I don't like the name Juneteenth. I think we should have put that out for a vote or something. You know how sometimes people are creating a new logo and they'll send it out to their customers to help design the logo? I think the American people should have helped design the name Juneteenth because it's going to be very hard to remember that it's the 19th because there are so many teenths. Think about it. Could be the 16th. Could be the 15th. 14th. 13th. 12th. Not 12th. Never mind. I mean, can't we get a little hint on what date it actually is, not just the 10th? Give us a better hint. And then we shut everything down today. Even major corporations have, in 12 hours, turned it into a holiday with them as well. I think Google said, hold on, Google is instituting a no meeting day today. No workers are allowed to meet.
Hey, you guys are still going to have to work, but don't do any meetings today, whatever you do.
Facebook said its workers can use one of their paid personal choice days if they want.
Okay, that's not a...
So I don't think that's doing anything.
No, that's nothing.
So Facebook's not jumping on the Juneteenth bandwagon,
they just said, hey, you can use one of those paid days off you have normally.
Yeah. Wait, that's messed up, Facebook. Hey, well, that's not even a statement. That's just you saying, oh, if you want to use one of your paid choice days. Apple says it recognizes Juneteenth as a company holiday and gives employees the day off today. They're observing it today. And I'm cool with all of this. It's just the only thing I'm saying is I agree with EC, the name sucks. And number two, you can't plan a wedding in 12 hours, which is what you're doing here, I think. My man with the baby blue tie signed this yesterday. Yesterday. And now we're all shutting it down today. It's a quick turnaround. I think they might should have done this. Hey, we're passing this bill for Juneteenth on June 17th. Next year, we're shutting it all down. We can't wait. We're having a big celebration here at the White House this weekend, but everyone's going to go to work so that employers can actually plan to have their employees out in 12 hours. It's a quick, as an employer of many, many people, I have a lot of employees. If you called me yesterday and told me I needed to shut all my businesses down today, I'd probably violate that. Because you can't do that.
No. I think it was more the fact that they put the bill in front of Biden and they were like, hey, you get an extra day off. And he's like, ooh, I can go to the pool tomorrow?
Ooh.
So he was like, yeah, and then he signed it off. Done.
Delaware, here we come! Does he even go to that, what is the vacation place next, they take the Marine one from the White House?
Camp David?
Yeah.
One?
Does he go there?
I think he has been there once.
I think he went there with the grandkids and did a puzzle or something.
That was where he was playing Mario Kart.
That's what it was. But generally, he goes to Delaware, I think, doesn't he? Isn't Delaware his spot?
Yeah, he doesn't stay at the White House that often.
I don't think they want him there, honestly. I think they're kind of running it without him, you know?
Yeah, they're like, we don't have to put him in the corner and give him coloring books during the day if he's in Delaware.
It's one of those things where when someone has created a local company sort of privately owned, but it's become a pretty big company, 200, 300 employees or whatever, and as the founder gets a little bit older, the management team and the executive team will try to tell that manager, the CEO, hey, you know what, John? We appreciate what you created. We appreciate what you've built over the last 35 years, but you don't need to come in today. You know, why don't you come to the board meetings? We got it running under control.
Why don't you just zoom into the board meetings?
Why don't you go enjoy all the stuff you created? I feel like that's kind of the White House with Biden. They're like, look, we have it under control. Why don't you just go to Delaware, hang out, play Mario Kart, whatever it is, and we'll run the show here. I feel like it's the White House staff pushing out the founder of the company. The founder of the company who doesn't know how to do email or anything anymore, and he's just holding the company back at this point, even though he found it and still owns a big piece of it. That's the Joe Biden White House that I see. They're like, you don't need to come in today. We've got this. Thank you for everything you've done. You gotta walk on tippy toes with them. But the ultimate goal is you don't want them to come in the office and screw things up. I think that's what's going on in the White
House. What's funny is that's how it is. And then we have the VP of the company, our vice president, who checks in every once in a while. I was like, is he here? And they're like, no. And then she's like, sweet, I'm going home.
Exactly. That's a very good point. The second in command will be like, well, if he's not here, he's not going to find out I'm not here. I'm heading out of here. Just made an appearance. That's what's going on in our White House. I'm sure of it. But to make matters worse, they're trying to create even more federal holidays currently in D.C. But hold on, let me tell you about federal employees. So right now there are 2.1 million civil federal employees, another 1.3 million active duty military, and more than 500,000 Postal Service employees. So that's a lot of damn employees who are getting off today. Of course, not Postal Service people, because they have to work through all these holidays. Before yesterday, federal employees received pay for 10 federal holidays, 13 sick days, and 20 vacation days per year, which cost taxpayers $22.6 billion annually for all of this time off. How many federal employees do you think at the end of the year have a bunch of sick pay left over? None?
I mean they already have 9 weeks of just federal holidays. So.
I bet there's only like out of the 7 million federal employees, I bet maybe two of them have any time left at the end of the year. They're taking that time, baby. You know what I mean? I don't think they're trying to roll it into next year. I think federal employees are taking that time off. And no, I know a lot of federal employees, no offense, but it's just a different life.
Yeah, admit it. I tell them good for them. If you got the time, if it's given to you, use it.
It's just a different life than I have. I can take off the whole year if I want. You know, I own all the stuff. I can do whatever the hell I want. I can assure you I don't get anywhere near 9 weeks off a year. And even when I am off, when I go on out of town for 3 days, let me tell you something. That's not a vacation. I'm not on vacation. I'm constantly on my phone and email, constantly. Can you imagine just having a job you could just check out? Like, oh, I'm checking out. I would love that. 9 weeks. I want 9 weeks paid off, too. Should be a human right. Don't you think? I think the government should give me a check for 9 weeks a year for my pay. It's a human right. Isn't it? That's a human right, 9 weeks off a year. I'll be expecting my check in the mail or direct deposit. So they're trying to get more days off yet. Even though we already have 1,000 days off, now they want to do more. The United States House passed H.R. 1, the For the People Act, which would add Election Day as a paid holiday every 2 years. Also, they passed this American Rescue Plan of 2021, which had a perk for federal employees with kids out of school were eligible to stay home and receive $1,400 a week for 15 weeks. So if you add that to the nine, I mean, we're barely working half the time. I mean, barely working half of the time. So, look, maybe it's good to be a federal employee. How does that health insurance work? Do you know any federal employees here? How's your health insurance? Do you have to pay for it? Is it free? Any idea? Because I'm thinking about, I was going to be a gym teacher yesterday because you get out at 2. But today, maybe I want to go to the federal. Well, also, though, a teacher, you get all summer off. This is a tough call, EC. What would you choose? If I'm gonna get out of here or leave the law firm, should I be a PE teacher with summers off, holidays off? And again, no offense to my PE teachers out there, but I don't think coaching a dodgeball is rocket science, okay? And I love our teachers. Okay? This is not a negative. I'm just saying, I think we can all agree being a gym teacher is not super heavy lifting. Okay?
Yeah.
You will agree or you won't agree with
me? No, I'll agree it's not.
Okay. You don't have to grade papers. You just grab a couple balls, figure out what sport we're playing today. That's it. And leave it too. Not like you're going to sit there from 2 to 4 lesson planning for tomorrow. Or would you want to be a federal employee with 44 days off every year? And maybe better benefits. I don't know. I guess it depends on what federal employee job. But I don't think most federal employee jobs, you don't get out at 2. That's a real winner for me. It's a 2 o'clock departure time for a PE teacher. Even if it's 3, that's a pretty good time.
Still a good day, yeah.
Yeah.
You're already up at 3 a.m. anyway, so.
Exactly. So you have a whole other part of the day that I don't even know exists. This whole like 2:30 to 6:30. Now that's your time? Your personal time, that would be amazing. I like that. I think I'm going to stick with PE teachers. What do you think I'll make? 45 G's maybe?
Yeah, somewhere something in that like range.
That. Well, congratulations. Juneteenth is a holiday. Congratulations to all of those of you that got off work today. And sorry to all your bosses who had to figure out how to have no employees here today in a 12-hour window. It's a very quick turnaround. And by the way, to my staff, I'll see you at the office.
Not until next year are you worrying about that.
See you at the office here in about an hour and a half. Let me hit your text messages. You can join us as well. 321-339-1055. Trash Man Steve in the Panhandle. What up, Trash Man? Grandparents are taking the kids for the weekend. Best Father's Day present ever. Peace and quiet. I mean, I understand that, too. I don't know what I would prefer in that situation. See, I think we all look at it differently. I feel like I want to be around my kids on Father's Day. I don't feel like I want them away. But I can definitely see your point, Trash Man. I see what you're saying. Cindy, my mother. Happy Father's Day to all the awesome dads. You're a great father. Make this a great weekend with your family. Thank you, Mom. Lee. What up, Lee? Did you look back and reminisce on Lurch while enjoying Taco Bell? I did think about Lurch as I ate Taco Bell, and I was thinking to myself, I was feeling a bit guilty. Let's leave it at that, because I'm not sure what he's eating right now, if you know what I mean. It's definitely not Taco Bell. I would be absolutely shocked, though, when Lurch returns if Taco Bell's not his first stop. It's going to be like a prison release thing for him, and Taco Bell is going to be the first place he goes. There's no question in my mind.
And it'll be very bad for him.
What do you mean?
Just that is something, if you haven't gone, you know, like Taco Bell is something you work at for your entire life. You don't take 8 minutes off of Taco Bell and jump right into it.
So you mean like stomach issues?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like eat it at home, don't eat it in the car.
Yeah, definitely eat it at home.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like 3 or 4 hours set up for that.
I think you're right. I think that's a very good point, Ishii. You know, Lurch, we get this memo to Lurch up in Fort Jackson. Buddy, when you get out of there, it's fine to stop by Taco Bell. Grab some takeout, but don't do the whole sneak in the bag thing like we all do at Chick-fil-A. You got to have a few of the fries. Just wait till you get home. Just wait till you're home, spread it out, and enjoy there. I think that's a good point, Dr. EC. Cole checks in. What up, Cole? Happy Friday and Father's Day, guys. Don't worry about the spelling bee, bro. You're a radio host and a lawyer. I'm pretty sure you're good at winging it. You're probably right, actually. Bill checks in. Good morning, Bill. How are you, sir? And a picture of your dog. Is that a new dog? That looks like a pup, Bill. Congrats. Greetings, everybody. Of course, Franklin hit every skeet shot. Remember the shepherd wrestled down in midair? LOL. Too damn funny. Great show as usual. And so let me tell you, Bill, you're right. We know Franklin killed the German shepherd flying at him in midair. And of course, I have the German shepherd audio here, too. It's just, I feel that I want Franklin to know we love him, and I'm not trying to bust balls all the time, and I don't need him getting depressed or anything. That's why I'm trying to stay away from the German Shepherd killing thing. I don't want to depress Franklin, especially on Father's Day. But yeah, we remember. Jeremy, Lakeland, Florida. I failed a personality test so badly one time, the managers thought I had the how likely are you 1 through 10 scale backwards. I thought 1 was 10 and vice versa. Still got the job because they liked me. Well, maybe they didn't like me because I didn't get the job.
I don't know. Those things stress me out, though.
Yeah.
Well, because they, you know, they're trying to trick you, so you have to read them. Like, they ask the same question 20 different times just to see if you answer it the same way, if you're not, you know, just winging it like you did. But so it stresses me out when you get about midway through and ask you the same things. Like, did I say I liked hanging out with people? Because I don't really. I'm just trying to figure out which one is the correct answer.
Right. Honey, you must have thought 10 meant very likely. It meant less likely. Oh, damn. You're right. I had it confused. Steven in Orlando. What up, Steven? Hello. I worked at the post office for 4 years, and in training, they told us that management has the right to mismanage. They also treat carriers like crap. If you are close to retirement, they really treat you like crap. Really?
I like that the training manual is like, hey, your bosses are going to suck. And it's their right to tell.
Exactly. Colin, I think they can make decent money, though. I think postal carriers can make pretty good money.
Yeah.
Colin, what up, Colin? Was told last night we have today off. Now I have to make up 8 hours next week. What?
So he didn't get paid off. He was told you're not coming to work tomorrow. We're not paying you.
See, now that's effed up. Isn't that messed up?
That is very messed up.
No, I want to work today, bitches. I don't want to have to double up next week. I'm working today. You know what? You should work from home, Colin. Tell them you're going to work from home today.
Charge them for it.
Yeah. Karen is here. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, friends. Justin, would you be a PE teacher for high school, middle school, or elementary school? Curious. Where is the spelling bee? Spelling bee is at the West End in Sanford next Saturday. All right, high school, middle school, elementary. I think definitely high school. Don't you think high school, ECD?
No, middle school.
Middle? Those middle school kids are like weirdos sometimes.
They are weirdos, but high school kids have attitudes, though.
Yeah, but middle schoolers, I feel, are like such at an emotionally unstable time in their lives. I think I would go high school.
You know what, actually, you changed my mind. I'm going to go elementary school.
Oh, elementary.
Yeah, most of them are pretty dumb still, so it's good to go.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'll just be a federal employee now after thinking this through more. I don't want to be with any of those people. I have two kids at home, and that's plenty. I don't know. I'm talking myself out of being a school teacher. Fish is here. What up, Fish? Morning, peeps. Justin, did you get a Baja Blast with your tacos? I did not. I had water with them.
You're a monster. Anytime you're at Taco Bell, it should be a Baja Blast.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I didn't do the choosing. I just got home and they were there. Columbo. What up, Columbo? Good morning, Clarkies. JC, awesome news, dude. Loving.com just hit 1 million hits. I see you as a plasma donor and a sperm donor. Thank you, Columbo. When I need the extra $30, we'll go right over there. I certainly choose sperm donor over plasma donor, though.
There's money to be made in there.
Well, I'm in. Yeah. Hey, look, what sounds more fun to you, Justin, for extra dough? Go donate your sperm or get needles poked in your body and to suck the plasma out? That's a pretty easy one, isn't it? Keith, I'm surprised that we would ever have a sperm shortage in this country, honestly. That's a human impossibility.
I don't think we do here in the U.S. It's other countries do.
How? How is that possible? I bet we have plenty. I'm shocked they would ever need a sperm donation clinic. Keith, what up, Keith, in Dallas? Keith here. Morning, Justin. Happy Father's Day weekend. Have a good one. I'm on vacation to Columbus, Ohio to see the Ohio State University. I haven't been on campus since 1990. You know, I've never been on that campus. I'm also spending the week on an Ohio brewery tour. Nice. 25 places. As you know, I own a small nano brewery here in Dallas. Cheers, my man. Love you. Happy Juneteenth. Crazy. I love you too, Keith. What's the name of your brewery, by the way? I'd like to shout it out, you know. Keith's a good dude out in Dallas. We love Keith. Sean checks in. Hello, Sean. Good morning, Justin and AC. I feel like every Father's Day I get screwed because my birthday always falls on the same day. Oh, well, happy Tito's Day. Exactly. Cheers to that. Cheers to Tito's, buddy. Don't forget your coach whistle and coach shoes. Okay. I could see myself blowing the whistle at some kids.
Well, you got to get a whistle and you got to get white Adidas.
Oh, yeah. That's
like
the rule.
The whitest of white ones.
Michael, Gainesville, Georgia. Hello, Michael. The wife and I meet my kids and grandkids at Hooters for wings and beer. That's not the worst plan, right?
Except good luck on paying for those wings since they're market price now.
Oh, are they?
I've seen it in a couple restaurants now where they've actually put a sticker over saying wings are now at market price. So you got to ask them how expensive they are.
Isn't that sad? We live in a society now where chicken wings are treated as lobster and oysters. Market price. Can you give me a hint? Bebby in Tennessee. Hello, Bebby. Good morning. Happy Father's Day, guys. I love the show. Thank you. We love you, too. All right. We got to take a break. When we return, EC is going to hit the news of the day also. We were talking about mileage on cars yesterday, and you blew me away with how old your cars are. Blew me away. We're going to talk about that a little bit more and a little bit of a competition. And I have some prizes to give you after this quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Here in just a few minutes, I'm going to give away two $50 Amazon gift cards. Compliments of, I don't know, attorneys Justin Clark and Associates. EC, I can do that, right? Why not?
It's your stuff.
Yeah. So attorneys Justin and Clark and Associates is giving away two $50 gift cards. This is in response to your overwhelming response yesterday on mileage of your cars. I was shocked at how long you drive these cars and trucks into the ground, it seems. 300,000, 400,000. Here's what I need from you, though. A text message. And I'm going to choose two. One is for the highest mileage. And one, I'm just going to select randomly from all of those of you that will send the make, model, mileage of your car. And I got to tell you, pictures are very much appreciated. I'd like to see the shape of these cars that you've been driving for 350,000 miles. You don't have to send a picture, but we would really like that. So go ahead and text 321-339-1055, and we'll circle back on this after Eric does his news. This all started because buying a used car right now is incredibly expensive. In fact, up 48% since last year. The average cost of a used car right now is $21,000, which is up 46.7%, an incredible increase over last year. So I was just talking about this yesterday. I thought maybe you had like 50,000 miles or 80 or something. Yeah, all you've been driving these cars forever. And I can't tell if these are cars that are like classic cars that you just love, or I think you're just like, they're just like your worker cars, right? I mean, it's just like
just work cars.
Yeah, just work cars that seem to, cars are better than I thought, I guess. Because I thought 80 grand or whatever, you got to get rid of them. I learned something new yesterday. So text me, make, model, mileage, and two $50 Amazon gift cards. One for the highest mileage, and one randomly selected pictures encouraged. But without further ado, it's time for EC's non-drive time morning news.
Oh, you ready for the news?
I got it.
I love it. We'll start here, still in Central Florida. And I don't know what you had like. I got to get that fixed.
I know.
I'm working on it. It's getting done. If you are out in the Ocala area, be ready to hear some booms. And don't think we're being invaded, because it's once again that time of year. This weekend, the Navy is going to be conducting some of their bombing training out there in the Ocala National Forest.
And I need to do a disclaimer on our little prize giveaway, first of all. This is mostly for Colombo, but also for some of you other ones. No, we're not counting Gertrude 3000 and how many miles you have on her. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, if he's got a lot on it, though, it may get up there.
It's a her. Gertrude 3000 is the sex doll. Okay.
Training is going to be done at the Pinecastle Range Complex, which is going to go from starting today to through the rest of the weekend. They drop live and inert bombs, so it will. You'll hear some booming going down there. And also, if you're in that area, don't be surprised if you see some wildlife come running through your yard and stuff like that, because it does displace them out of the area as well.
I got to tell you, I disagree with this 100%. I think that they need to do this sort of thing in Nebraska or something, maybe Kansas. Why are they doing this in Florida? Can't they find another state for these bomb training programs?
Why? We got a lot of space to bomb.
Not really. There's got to be more space in Kansas.
Oh, no. That Ocala is great to bomb.
Really?
Yeah, just throw some bombs out there.
Got to be more space in Kansas. Let's do this in Kansas.
It's fun. Let's bomb it all up. Going out to... where is this actually out there? They were doing this in Washington State. There was going to be a world record attempt this weekend with a stunt motorcycle jump. The stuntman was Alex Harville, who is 28 years old, was going to do a 351-foot motorcycle jump at the Moses Lake Air Show in Washington State's Grant County International Airport.
Oh.
Problem is he died during practice yesterday.
Oh, what happened? I mean, I know kind of what happened, but...
He was doing practice, and he missed the slope by about 20 feet, hit the very bottom of it, flew over the handlebars, helmet came off, went another 20 feet, and he died at the scene. So, it is not going to happen. It didn't work very well for him.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest here. Anyway, nothing.
No comment on that. Yeah,
no
it's
comment.
Sad to hear.
It's sad, but you know, I'm not. You're not going to catch me out there riding a motorcycle 200 feet in the air, or whatever it is.
No, not doing any motorcycle jumps anytime soon.
No, of course not. I've got a brain.
Okay, would you rather go up in the Blue Origin space capsule with Bezos or
Blue
do
Origin?
The
I would do Blue Origin.
Okay,
and by the way, Columbo, you lose, buddy. Gertrude was made in 2021 in Japan, only has 60 miles, so you're going to lose. But I will enter you in the drawing. Even though it's supposed to be for automobiles, not sex dolls, Columbo, I'll still enter you in, Columbo. Okay, thank you.
This story right here has a lot to unpack with it.
All right, let's do it.
First off, it was an 81-year-old man as the victim, his 59-year-old wife. It doesn't say how long they had been married, but Karina Smith, who is 59, attacked her 81-year-old husband by pouring scalding hot mixture of water and sugar to extract revenge on him. the sugar makes it end up being like pouring caramel on somebody, so it sticks to you. It's just basically a sugary napalm all
over
him.
So she Googled this and everything prior, I think.
She definitely had to think about it. It did kill him, and she was found guilty of murder on Tuesday after a five-day trial at Chester Crown Court.
Oh, it actually killed him.
Oh, yeah. He apparently survived for a little bit, but when the EMTs there got there, they said he was in absolute agony. It was sticking to his skin. There was no way to really get it off, basically making him melt. So,
I don't know that we should be giving out tricks of the trade on the air.
There's no tricks to the trade. Okay. Just don't do it.
I know.
Dear God.
We don't need to give anyone any ideas is all I'm saying. I'm not talking about my house. No, don't go there. I'm just saying in general, we don't need to sit here together and watch a Snapped episode, if you know what I mean.
So are you moving all the sugar out of your house into a different area of the house?
Does brown sugar do the same?
Any type of sugar, yeah, it would be bad. Yeah, poor guy, but this is definitely 81 years old, a 59-year-old wife.
Can you imagine that you've been on this earth for 81 effing years, and you're going to go out by your wife
pouring scalding sugar water on top of you? Nope, definitely not.
Stupid.
Would you rather go out with a motorcycle accident or the scalding sugar?
I don't know. I guess motorcycle.
motorcycle, he probably only knew he messed up for about a few seconds. So.
Yeah.
Either way, it's bad. Not good stuff.
No. I'm going to hide all the sugar and not ride the motorcycle.
On to another story. Once again, Pornhub. You know, this is going to be a good story. It's not. Yeah. They're once again being sued. 30 women are suing Pornhub's parent company, MindGeek, saying that they have been profiting off of content that was uploaded without the ladies' knowledge, and it was leading to more human trafficking and sexual assault. MindGeek already kind of tried to get ahead of this a couple weeks ago by making their only uploaders verified uploaders. They had to go through using their Visa card, their MasterCard. They thought that kind of got rid of that, but they're still being sued for it. And they had to do a lot of changes because all their PayPal and Visa and MasterCard basically said, if you don't do that, we are going to go ahead and defranchise you from being able to use those payment options.
And you know my position on this. I have no issue with people going to Pornhub, YouPorn, whatever at all. I don't know. It seems to me like most people are you know, at least sometimes visitors of these websites. I mean, it's on your phone, you know? However, I do think once you start buying the upgrade, maybe that's going a little bit too far. So this whole MasterCard, Visa, Discover blocking customers from upgrading on Pornhub thing doesn't bother me. It has no effect on my life.
No, not one bit.
I just think that there's how many videos are on just like Pornhub alone, like 5 million or something?
I believe they say that they upload like 5 million a day.
If you really need to pay the $19.99 a month upcharge to get, like, I don't know, the special videos...
You're getting that extra stuff.
Yeah. What? Like what?
I don't know.
Oh. I just think
I'm not paying for it.
I think 5 million porn videos on your phone is probably sufficient. I don't think you need to worry about the upcharge.
Either way, if there's any videos that were posted without people's consent, they should be taken down. But, I don't know. It's going to be hard to prove. Up in Portland, you want to keep messing with the officers up there. You're going to end up what happened in Portland, where their entire rapid response team, which is what the one they sent out for their riot patrol, resigned. All of them.
Oh.
I believe it was 30 guys. Said, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. It was approximately a 50-officer team. Well, they no longer work together. It comes from their being sued, or one of their officers, Corey Budworth, is going to face criminal charges for excessive force used during one of the racial protests last year. They said that... I saw the video on this. They said that he whacked a journalist over the head with his baton too hard.
Really?
So they, you know, they're pressing charges against him. The police department's saying, well, he didn't really. The protester, the journalist jumped up into him, and he was going to push him out of the way, and it just was an accident that the collision happened. I don't know either way on it, but because of that, the entire team said, yeah, we're just not going to do that anymore. We're over the stress of what this is. You're having us go out there. And, you know, for a while, Portland, it was every night. We're going out there. We're facing protesters that are throwing Molotov cocktails and rocks and burning down buildings. We're not going to do that anymore.
Do you think they resigned from the whole police force or just this special
they did
program?
Not. No, they did not resign from the entire police force, but these guys, that's what they're trained to do. They're trained to send out to these riots or any time, any of these big, massive events like that. They're the first guys sent out, and then the police departments each have like an on-staff group that goes out with them to kind of back them up. So these guys are highly trained for this thing.
I wonder if they get paid extra.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Because they're in a certain division. Yeah. They said, no, we're not doing that anymore. No, thanks. And
so the extra pay is going to go away, though, probably.
Yeah, of course. But it's, you know, maybe it's not worth the stress anymore.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit. I'm not judging that decision whatsoever.
I mean, when you go out there every night with people throwing stuff at you, throw Molotov cocktails, and you hit someone too hard with a nightstick and they're going to press charges against you. Yeah, no.
Ouch.
It's not worth it.
Ouchie.
Maybe you should not have been out there where the point where he had to push you down and hit you with a nightstick.
Exactly.
You know, I'm all for peaceful protests, but when it gets like what's going on and has been going on in Portland, that's way too much.
Yeah.
All right, so I have not taken the vaccine. I know there's other people that have not because, you know, they're waiting, they're checking, they're choosing to give it a little time, see how it goes. But for you, those of you that have gone and done it, here's some good news for you. The University of Miami, they went right at this study real quickly.
Yeah.
And they study both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, and they say, don't worry, it doesn't lower your sperm count.
Hey!
Congrats!
Hey, thank God. Maybe I will go get it after all. Because I wanted to go to that sperm donation clinic anyway, and I was afraid if I got that vaccine, you know.
Yeah, so the University of Miami studied the sperm quality of 45 healthy volunteers before their first shot, and 70 days after the second, found there were no significant decreases in any sperm parameter.
Well, thank
which
heavens.
Which is just great science talk.
I was worried sick. I'm still not getting it. Not for a minute.
This is another one of those articles that I know was put out just to, like, let's throw another one out there just in case.
We gotta hit 70%.
But I love that the University of Miami was like, well, yeah, we'll study that real quick. Thanks.
By the way, I read in England that 80% have been vaccinated and they're having, like, a huge outbreak again.
It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
You can still get it. It's just like getting the flu shot. You can still get the flu. Does it maybe lower it? Eh, a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
If I last checked, I think the Pfizer, or no, it was the Johnson & Johnson, was like 60-70%. So, I mean, it's not going to stop it. It's just going to lower it a little bit.
I don't get any of these shots. I don't get the flu shot either.
Yeah.
You can have my dose.
Thanks.
You want to double up next year.
If anybody wants an extra dose of flu, you can go get Justin Clark's.
I'll give a third gift for most miles in your car. You can have my flu shot next flu season.
So going into yesterday, them signing the Juneteenth as an official holiday.
And then shutting the country down today. Yes, I recall.
The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, who's already been kind of, this is the same mayor that said she wasn't going to be interviewed by any white reporters.
Right.
And has definitely had some questionable things that she said, even though her city is one of the highest violence places in the entire world. You know, what can we say? But Mayor Lightfoot has decided that she went out and declared yesterday that racism is a public health crisis.
Oh.
And she's going to allocate $10 million of COVID relief funds to fight the racism that's now a public health issue.
Okay. Let me unpack this one. So we're taking the virus relief dough and applying it to what?
The fact that racism is a public health crisis. Basically, she says that the city's data says that black residents on average live to 71.4 years, while non-black Chicagoans can expect to live to 80. Mm. She's saying that's because there is the old systematic racism when it comes to health care. And they need an extra $10 million away from that COVID funding that they were given by the federal government to move that over to whatever. I'm not 100% sure. It doesn't actually say that they're going to do. It says that the money will be spent on 6 healthy Chicago equity zones.
Anything for votes, EC. Anything to get votes.
Exactly that. And that's all it really... It doesn't actually say where it's going. I don't even see what these healthy Chicago equity zones are for. But they're going to spend $9.6 million of it on there to improve wellness and public health in those areas.
They should probably use it to add more ambulances to the scene there because so many people shoot each other every day in Chicago.
I mean, that probably might help the public health.
I would say ambulances is the way to go. If I'm her, I buy more ambulances with that dough.
Yeah, it would probably be the best idea. Maybe some more officers for the area, some ambulances. So, you know, there's not the 81 people shot in a weekend that happens every weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then final story, this is an awful one. 3 family members are killed and 2 are missing after they plunged over a North Carolina dam.
What?
So they were tubing down this river and they ended up going to an area they were not supposed to be, where the Duke Energy Dam was in Eden, North Carolina.
Oh.
The terrible part is they were all like originally lashed together. So, you know, when you go down a river, a lot of times when you do a group one, you all lash the tubes together. So it's like one big floating island going down the river.
Kinda.
Apparently, they got unlashed, and they watched as each one of them went over the dam one by one because they couldn't get to them. So, yeah, that's awful. Apparently, it was a... The four of them were rescued by Duke Energy workers after they were found hanging on to various items around the dam, and the rest did not make it over. Like I said, they watched as they each went one by one over the dam. I believe it was only like an 8-foot dam, but you know, with the much water and stuff that was flowing over it, just tough to survive going over.
It was only 8 feet?
That's what I
feel like I could have gotten. I feel like I could survive that one.
Yeah, it was an 8-foot. The river inflatables went over an 8-foot dam on Wednesday night. Yeah, but as much water as going over that, you just get held underwater.
That's not a great way to go.
No. So what, now, sugar water.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide.
Over the dam, motorcycle accident.
Ugh, I guess. I don't know. Motorcycle accident.
Yeah,
I think.
I still think motorcycle accident because, again, it didn't go very long. So.
Good job, EC. Anything else, buddy?
Nope, that's it.
All right, quick break in the news. When we return, let's see who has the most miles on their used car and give you some gifts. Stick around. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hour number two for a Friday morning. Kayla out, EC present, Beanbag Nation here with you as always. You can join us as well, 321-339-1055. In honor of the new study that came out yesterday in regards to new cars... used cars being sold now for 47% higher prices than they did just 1 year ago. I started to think about how many miles I should get on my car before I trade it in. Because I've been thinking about getting a new car or a new used car, like a year old or something. Because I'm not buying new cars anymore. I'm not going to do that. And how could I afford new cars when I just got it? You know how on your credit cards sometimes, EC, if you get it set up, they'll send you notification when a new charge hits it? Well, I have one credit card that's set up that way, and during the break, I just got a, as requested, we're notifying you of a new transaction, Orlando Sentinel monthly fee. Do you guess how much?
Isn't that like the, I don't know, how much are you spending?
$27!
Why?
$27 for that?
Why are you spending $27 on that?
Well, first of all, because I have to do a radio show every day. But second of all, I don't think I want to do this anymore. Because I think it's one of those things where at the beginning it's like 2 cents a month or something. And then they jack it up on you. $27. That's insanity, isn't it?
It is. And I couldn't tell you the last time I went on their website. So.
$27 to join this newspaper. So I can see the, you know, more than 3 articles a month or whatever it is. $27. I'm definitely going to cancel, and at worst case, you know, sign up under a new email or something for the special discount.
So do you need to email Kayla now to cancel
that?
Yeah,
because will you help me remember to tell her on Monday to deal with this for me? Because this is ridiculous, but certainly I will forget by Monday. But you need to help me remember to tell her she got to fix this problem. $27 for a newspaper subscription. Online edition. Come on. I mean, Bill gets the newspaper delivered to him every day, I believe, at his house still. How much do you pay for that? I bet that's not even $27. Or maybe. But at $27, I feel like you should give me a massage or something, too. $27. Anyway, so I've asked you to tell me how many miles are on your car and what kind of car. And we talked about it briefly at the end of the show yesterday, and I was shocked by the responses. So I have asked you to tell me what you're driving, how many miles, and I've got two $50 gift cards. Number one goes to whoever has the most miles. Number two, I'm going to give away randomly. And again, I don't know if I'm disappointed in you or if I'm happy with you for driving the car so long, but certainly you have more miles on your car than I ever, ever imagined. So let's go through some of these and choose some winners here. And I like that you sent pictures. Henry checks in. Lakeland, 95,000 miles on a 2010 Kia Forte. You know, 95,000, normally you'd think, okay, we got to get something new. Not with this crew.
No, that's low.
That's brand new. People here buy their car with over 100,000. What's the most mileage you've ever bought a car with?
32 or something like that.
Oh, wow. Sean is here with a bunch of check-ins. I've got a 96 Chevy 3500 with 187,000 miles with the picture. It's pretty sweet. Are all trucks called dualies if they have the double wheels in the back? That's what a dually is?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if there was like only a certain kind of car that's a dually. No? That's just if it has the two wheels in the back, or the two on each side. That's a dually, right, EC, or no?
I believe so. Yes. Pick up with four wheels on the rear axle, two on each side.
Damn. Sean's got some pretty sweet rides. There's a 1968 Chevy C10. He calls it Tito. You should see a picture of that one. That's good. Michael, Gainesville. 247,000 miles on a GMC Sierra, 2011. So that thing's had some usage, right? Well, I guess that's 10 years, 247,000 miles. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's on the higher end, yeah.
I've got Rich, 2002 Yukon with a picture of it, 222,000 miles on it. That's a pretty good Yukon. I like that. Chris, East Orlando, 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee, 230,000 miles on it. I just traded it in and got $500. I mean, at some point, it's like, whatever, right? I mean, what are you going to do? Who would buy a car that's that old for $500?
Someone that wants the body on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean.
And then what, they rebuild the engine or something?
Somebody maybe that rebuilds engines and stuff like that.
Oh, other Sean's pissed at me. I'm sorry, bro. Leave our beautiful prairies alone out here in Kansas. Just keep bombing your Florida swampland. I know, pal. Look, I was just thinking, Kansas just came to mind, Sean. I wasn't trying to abuse you or your beautiful Kansas. Oh, damn, 989. Who is this? Where's 989? Can you find that out?
Yes.
Who is this? 989 checks in with a 2000 Volkswagen Beetle, 345,000 miles on it.
It's up in central Michigan or lower Upper.
So. Are Volkswagen Beetles known for running forever?
They are, yes.
345,000 miles on this thing.
I've always wanted a VW bus.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's one of the old hippie buses. Stuff
you don't
like
even
that.
Smoke weed.
No, I think they're cool. I just always wanted one to have. It wouldn't even be my main vehicle. It'd be like a party vehicle.
See, I thought you had to smoke weed if you have a Volkswagen bus. I thought they kind of go together hand in hand.
Well, a lot of them you'll get a contact high just touching them. So
Rick in Mount Dora, Florida. Hello, Rick. 06 Ford Fusion, 236,000 miles. With a five-speed, with a stick shift. Why don't we have stick shifts here anymore?
Because people don't want to learn to use them anymore.
Because if you go to other countries, Colombia, whatever, anywhere in South America, almost everyone drives a stick shift.
A lot of them got old vehicles that we don't have anymore.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
386 is here. What up, 386? Volkswagen Jetta, 328,000 miles. Damn. Are these Volkswagens just great cars or something?
They're built really well. They're built to just be beaten to death.
I think I wanted a Jetta when I was a kid. I think so. Shante. Hi, Shante. Ford Edge. 121,000 miles on it. I'm noticing something, though. It's all the cars that have a lot of miles are not like the super expensive car. Like, you're not going to get a Maserati up on this mix.
No, of course not. They're meant to blow up at 60,000
miles. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's how they make them.
So they buy a new one. Nobody's buying a lot of Maseratis unless they... if they stay forever, nobody's buying a lot of Maseratis.
No one's checking in with their Porsche 911 at 250.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Trash Man Steve in the Panhandle. I can't send you a picture because I'm in my work truck, but I have a 2006 Ford F-150 with 237,000 miles. Georgia boy Jason with photo, 95 Jeep Grand Cherokee, 232,000 miles. 07 Chevy Tahoe, 110,000. The Chevy Tahoe still looks good, man. I like that. Dave the Drummer, 2014 Ford Escape, 160,000 miles. At what point do the warranties end? At least by 100,000,
right? 100,000 miles.
Colin is here. What's up, Colin? But I can't see what... 2016 Audi, 40,000 miles. That's not going to win, Colin. It's too nice. You're the only one sending in Audi photos, too. No one's got like the Audi. Is it Audi or Audi? Audi?
Audi.
I have an employee named Audi, so it's always been confusing to me. Tom checks in asking us to bomb D.C., not Nebraska. I'm not, look, don't do that. He's trying to make a joke, okay? He's saying that we were doing a story about the bomb training program in the Ocala National Forest, right?
Yes.
He was making a joke. He's not trying to say actually do it. Bill Archer, 72,000 miles, 2002 Honda Civic. However, Bill has a Florida Man Radio sticker on the car. So, you know, you got to get extra credit for that, I think. Fish has a 04 Chevy Silverado SS 6.0 high output engine, all-wheel drive, 136,000. Not one problem yet. Do you think it's better to buy American cars? And I'm not saying to support American business. I'm saying, are they better?
Usually.
You think so, really?
I mean, back in the day, the quality was very high on them, so they lasted a long time.
Joey. What's up, Joey? I've got I saw this one yesterday, Joey. I don't know anyone could ever beat this. And I have a picture of it in front of me. Joey has, and I have the photo in front of me, not just a photo of the actual car, I have a photo of his odometer. It's a GMC truck, 624,767 miles on it. Does it still run, Joey? How many times you must have rebuilt the engine at 600 something thousand, right? You have to? Or no?
Yes, at least once, probably.
600,000 miles. And Pilar wants a new one at 40. I gotta put my foot down, don't I?
Well, you at least got to get 60, 70 out of a car. I mean, 40, you can do that in a year. A year or two. Yeah, you got to go like 3 or 4 years down the line at least.
386 has a 08 Silverado, 262,000 miles on it. Al the Mailman, 04 Grand Marquis with 90,000. I mean, you've been efficient with that mileage then. Big A, 2001 Ram truck, 165,000 with synthetic oil. I'll doubt that. What does that mean? What is he trying to say? With synthetic oil, I'll doubt it.
Usually the synthetic causes a little more issues down the line.
Oh. I thought that was like the expensive stuff.
It is.
So what the hell? What do you mean? Why are they charging me more if it's going to F up my vehicle? I don't get
because
it.
Because that's what your vehicle needs.
Oh. Jeremy Lakeland. That is a Kia something, I believe, at 223,000. He's trying for a million.
That's pretty good with a Kia, though.
Yeah. Oh, they don't last long?
No, they're pretty tough, but you just don't see people go that long. Oh.
Gary and Montverde said the Orlando Sentinel massages the egos of liberals every day. He doesn't understand why they can't give me one. Pete, what up, Pete? Call to cancel that subscription. Odds are they will offer you a highly discounted rate to keep it. I do it all the time with SiriusXM. I pay $5 a month that way.
Yeah, but you have to go through all that rigmarole to, like, oh, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah.
Well, what can we do to keep you around? You
know,
I hate that. I'm just like, if I don't want it, if I didn't want to pay for what I was paying, $27, I don't want it at all now.
Well, I got to tell you something. Kayla, I don't mind if she has that. I'm not going to do it. So Kayla's going to do it. I don't mind her negotiating a little bit. It's not going to be me. I don't do that. Cole. Oh, damn. Look at Cole's 85 Chevy K20. That thing is ridiculously nice. Only 80,000 original miles on it. That is sweet. You got to check that. Go to Cole. He has a sweet 85 Chevy K20. I don't know even what that is. I mean, if you would have said Chevy K20, I would have no idea what you're talking about. But now I see a picture.
It's a good looking ride.
That's sweet. I would drive that. Bob in Pensacola. Hello, Bob. 158,000 miles. Let's see here. Columbo checks in. Columbo. Dude, my Gertrude 3000 only has 69 miles on it. Made in Japan in 2021.
Oh, Columbo. Doesn't sound like you're getting your money's worth out of it, though. Only 69 miles on it?
We're talking to Columbo. We're talking about cars, buddy, not sex dolls. This is not a sex doll competition.
I don't want to see that competition at all.
We're not going to do that here. We're not doing a sex doll competition on this program. Columbo, that's a horrible idea. This is professional radio. Talking about automobiles and trucks. Crazy. Let's see. I have a lot more here. I'm going to choose a couple winners, though. So, clearly to me, coming in today with 624,767 miles on it goes to my man, Joey Laterney. Joey, send us your address via text. Yo, hey, can I post a picture of that car, too, so I can show who won? Of your GMC with the mileage on it? It doesn't have the license plate. Can I post that on our social media, Joey? Congratulations, Joey. And then randomly, the winner today goes to Michael in Gainesville, Georgia. Michael, text me your address. $50 gift card coming your way to you and Joey. These are pretty sick cars. See, I'm not a car guy, but I think I could get into it. I'm just not very handy, EC. I don't know how to fix stuff. Do you know? Let's say that you have an issue with your car.
Yes.
Can you pull over and figure out what's wrong?
Probably.
Really?
Probably, yes. I'm going to say probably because it's, there's a chance maybe no, but
I wouldn't I even know what out. I wouldn't even know what to look at. So you, I would open the hood and I would look at it like I would look at the Chinese handwriting. I would have no idea where to even start. Like, what do you look? So if your car goes and stops, you pull over. I hardly know how to open the hood, to be honest with you.
I mean, a lot of that, you might as well just call a tow truck anyway, because if it's making that noise, yeah.
So, okay, but so if you open the hood, like, what are you going to look at first? Well, I don't even know what I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Again, if you're on the side of the road, you have, like, AAA, call AAA first. Just don't even open up the hood, just call AAA or call a tow truck. And
I don't think I have AAA. I need to look into that, probably.
You need to.
I think I do need that.
Yeah, you need to. You would need it. Yes, don't you? Are there? You get the Road Rangers; they'll help you out too.
Have you ever changed your own oil in a car?
Yes.
How often?
Not very often, because it's just to me, it's easier to drive by a place that I know, and I don't go to like one of those quick lubes or anything like that. I have people that I know that I use their shop all the time.
Really?
So, yes. I would not do. I would probably do it more often if I didn't have my own shop that I know of.
Yeah.
And because I don't trust those quick lube places at all. I've seen too many mess ups with them.
I have too.
I also know some people that have worked there before, and they were people I would have never trust touching a vehicle before. So
yeah, unfortunately, I have a lot of cases in my office against these quick lube places because it is quick lube, and sometimes they don't close things.
You
or
know,
whatever.
Unlike a lot of car shops, they bring in people that are just off the street, and they're like, yeah. "Here's what you do: you undo this, and you let the oil drain out, and there you go." And they're like, "Okay, now you go do it."
Yeah. Well, if you're buying a used car, it's up 50% almost since last year. It's crazy, but it's not just buying the cars. Renting cars right now too is becoming incredibly, like, disastrously expensive. The average cost right now, if you want to go rent a car, jumped to a record this month, $63 on average per day. You remember back in the day, it was like 18 bucks for a crappy one? 18 bucks a day, 20 bucks a day? I mean, really, you could almost always rent a car for like 20 bucks a day, maybe 25 if you're going to get the small one. Now, on average, $63 a day. However, if you're looking to rent a car next month or especially in August, over $100 a day. And then you got to pay all their dumb fees and things too. You know, it's never just $100. It's all these fees and things that they charge you. For Avis right now, $68 on average a day in May. However, if you look for July, $81. If you look at August, $103 a day. Hertz, $114 a day in August. And this is for the crappy stuff. This is the cheapest cars they have. 140% increase over pandemic crisis. What happened is, you remember when travel went away, obviously rental car companies got killed. And what'd they do?
They got rid of all, they sold all their cars.
Now they don't have any freaking cars.
Well, and there's no cars to be bought from the, you know, used car places either for them to use, because
you can't buy a car right now because of some microchip thing. You can hardly buy a new car right now because they're all sitting at these factories. They're built, but there's a microchip that they can't get in. And unfortunately, people in D.C. right now, especially in the White House, haven't gone and said, okay, people who make microchips, we need you working triple time right now. Stop focusing on this other stuff and just make us some damn chips. They haven't done that. Why? I have no idea. Beats me. They were focused on creating a national holiday in one day.
I think they figured out that it was too, I mean, a lot of those chips are made out of metals that get made from slave labor in Africa, and they get mined out of there. And
is that right?
Oh, yeah. And then they're made in China. And so you got a lot of those high-end technology stuff that right now the materials just aren't there to be made anymore.
Maybe so. All right, let's take a last break for the week. When we get back, maybe you don't want to buy a car actually in Hong Kong because they're selling parking spaces there. parking spaces alone in Hong Kong. The number is staggering. Also, the race for mayor in New York City, not that you care, and trust me, this isn't about politics. It's an interesting race because the person in second place is a chain smoker. And so they're asking her, hey, are you going to stop smoking if you become mayor? I'll tell you what she said and much more to get to. Quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
You probably don't want any car at all if you live in Hong Kong, by the way. In fact, a single parking spot in Hong Kong just sold for $1.3 million for a parking spot. When I lived in Boston, parking was quite an adventure as well. I lived in the North End, which is the Italian neighborhood. And I bought a car right at the end of law school before I really started practicing law there. And there would be times at night, because I didn't have $500 a month to pay for a parking spot, because that's what it would cost, yes, at least $500 a month just for the parking spot. I would have to drive around for sometimes 2 hours to find a spot. And then when you actually go to parallel park, you just bump in the back, bump in the front. That's the only way, because I mean, there's no room whatsoever. You have to park so tightly together. The old Italian guys would put a towel in their trunk and close the trunk. That's just how they operated. They're natives of the North End if you have a towel hanging out of your trunk to protect.
You know someone's going
to
bump
into you. Oh, yeah, well, that's just the only way to park. You just have to bump into each other. But this guy just paid $1.3 million for a parking spot alone. They say the real estate there is so hot that the average price for real estate is $1,987 per square foot. I think here it's maybe $220 or something. I don't know. How big is your house? Let's say your house is 2,000 square feet.
Yes.
To buy a 2,000 square foot house in Hong Kong would set you back $4 million. To buy a 2,000 square foot house in Hong Kong. I got to tell you, I'm all set. I'm not buying a house over there. No way. $5 million for a decent sized house. You crazy? Not for me. All right. So, there's a mayoral race in New York City. And again, we don't care who, you know what I mean?
We really don't.
No. Okay. I just want to, disclaimer. I don't care who wins. I don't care anything about the mayor of New York City, but I find this story interesting. So there are three front runners right now to become the next mayor of New York City. One of them is a lady named Catherine Garcia. I have a picture of her here, you can see. The interesting part about Miss Garcia is she would be the first chain smoker to be mayor since 1965. Right now she's in second place, right behind front runner Eric Adams.
I don't have proof of that.
Well, here's a picture of her.
Proof of her smoking, how do they have proof that there was another smoking mayor since 1965?
I don't know the answer to that, but she now is promising to quit smoking if elected. Yet she doesn't have any concrete plans yet of how she's going to kick her lifelong habit of cigarette smoking. She said, "I'm going to pretty much focus on exercise," the 51-year-old said. "Also, I'm going to use whatever I can, Nicorette, the patch, whatever makes it possible. I want to kick the habit so I'm not a bad role model to young women who look up to me as the city's first female mayor." What do you think about that?
I don't care. Yeah. Everybody, the last great president we had, he used to smoke all the time outside the White House.
That's
so,
right.
You know, what difference does it make?
Yeah, I mean, she should probably quit smoking just to quit smoking, but I don't. In fact, I think it's cool for some reason. You know what I mean? I don't know why.
It doesn't bother me.
I don't think smoking's cool. I'm saying I think it's cool that she's smoking. I don't know why I think it's cool that she's like out there chain smoking. Like it's sort of like an F you, I don't care sort of mentality. But now she's promising to quit. I don't know why. I'm not saying smoke. I know it's not good for you. I'm just saying I think it's cool seeing her run for mayor and like out there smoking on the street.
And it has nothing to do with how good of a mayor
she
is.
No. Is she going to maybe cough a lot in meetings? Sure. But I don't think it's going to affect how she governs the city at all.
Like, it's got to the point where I find that funny. Like, is it more of a taboo if she was a chain smoker or she always had a joint in her hand?
That's a good question. So Wait, are people going to be more judgmental?
That's what I'm saying. So, if that picture you just posted right there was her smoking a cigarette and she was out and do whatever she was doing, and that's like the biggest thing they can get against her being mayor of New York.
Yeah.
Or would it be better if she was there smoking a joint on the side of the road?
So, okay. I think that if they have video on the nightly news of her smoking a joint on the street versus smoking a cigarette, it's more judgmental smoking a joint. I think, though, if she just verbally says, I smoke weed for medicinal reasons or whatever, I think that people would not judge that. But I think if they actually see her smoking a joint out, on the street corner, I think they would judge her more negatively than smoking cigarettes.
Okay, here's another one. What if she's in there on the street corner and she's just puffing away on a vape? And you know it's a nicotine vape. Mm. Maybe she's trying to get rid of her smoking, but she's still on that vape as much as she possibly can. Is that worse? Well, now is she not able to be mayor if she's smoking on a vape all the time?
I don't know. I think the joint's still worse, I think. But then again, smoking a vape, people are going to think that she's like, 18 or something. Is the only difference. I think if she just said, I smoke weed for medicinal reasons, she's fine. But I think if people actually have video of her smoking a joint on the outside on the corner, they would judge her. That's what I think. Oh, speaking of New York, by the way, another dumb thing out of New York. New York Democrats are demanding that J.P. Morgan refunds all of their era overdraft fees and scrap them forever. So politicians in New York are calling upon J.P. Morgan Chase to go back and refund all these overdraft fees over the last 15 months. What? Wait, first of all, shut up. That has nothing to do with you. This is between us and our customer base, a-holes. Right?
Because, it is, yeah.
Because, first of all, everyone who's ever had an overdraft fee, you've made that call. You've made that call to the 100 number and said, it never happened. It's never happened before. It won't happen again. They'll refund them, don't they, generally?
Probably 75% of the time, if you're not like a chronic person, they'll refund that.
And if not, you withdraw your money and go to Bank of America. That's what business is. That's what we do in this country. Free commerce. So if JP Morgan Chase doesn't want to refund overdraft fees that are in their contract, then tell the people to go to Bank of America. This has nothing to do with governmental intervention. This is between a business and its customers. Back off. If they want to refund overdraft fees, let them. If not, then the person either pays them or goes down the street. It is deeply troubling that financial institutions, including our nation's largest bank, profited off fees charged to people struggling the most. Shut up. This has nothing to do with politics or government. We urge you to refund the overdraft fees JP charged to consumers during the pandemic and to change JP Morgan's overdraft practices to stop charging these predatory fees in the future. Predatory fees? How is that predatory?
Because they think that if they're charging people that don't have money already, it's a predatory practice. But if you were to take those fees away and said no more, how often do you think that people would just default on everything they did? If you said, okay,
unbelievable,
I've got $25 in my bank account, I need to spend $27, and if I'm going to go into the zero, and that they charge me if I do that because I'm basically taking money that I don't have.
Yeah, it's a loan.
And then there's no longer a fee for it. Guess what? People are just going to go into zero all the time.
And in response, JP Morgan said, first of all, excuse me, because with no questions asked, we waived fees and delayed payments for 3 million accounts for customers who said they were affected by the pandemic and waived over $650 million in fees, including $430 million in overdraft fees. So they were already doing it. Why do I need a governmental body coming in and demanding that they waive fees? And I'm for the little guy. I get it. But I don't want to hear a bunch of politicians demanding some bank violate their own contract or whatever. This is stupid. And I guarantee you they waived a lot of these fees anyway. I don't need the government telling my bank what to do. I'll just go to another bank if they're going to F with me. That's what it's all about. You think they're the only bank? They're the only place I can go get a checking account and a checkbook? Debit card? No. There's a plethora of options. Shut up, New York. That's why everyone's leaving you. That's why no one wants to live there. Because of you. You're the problem. Not us. Get some text messages here. Patrick is here. What up, Patrick? Have to go to Bank of America to cash some ATT stock. Oh, yeah?
I'm sorry.
Columbo. Dude, I ran for mayor of Maitland. I lost because I didn't manscape enough. Please hold me. Then I ran for Eatonville mayor. I lost because I'm too white. What? Come on, Columbo. It was because of your sex doll. They found out about your sex doll, buddy. That's what it was.
Do you think that's more taboo than chain smoking?
Yes, I do. I don't know, actually. I don't know.
You get to be mayor of New York, and you're like, here's my first lady, and it's, you know.
I mean, I certainly feel that at some point it's going to be normal to have a sex doll, and then it's going to be a crime to judge someone for having one.
Well, that's who he loves. That's who he loves. Don't judge him. But it's a sex doll. It's a piece of plastic from Japan.
Yeah, but he's a robosexual.
Oh, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. It's a crime. It's a crime for me to even have thoughts that you might be weird for sleeping every night with a sex doll. Tom is here. Hello, Tom. These chips are imported. I waited 3 months for my new truck. I'm hearing that over and over again. Absolutely. Jay, I got a full-size SUV in Missouri this November for $74 a day. It's going up, though. Let's see. Rich said it's because Biden requested an increase of chocolate chip production. So we heard Biden heard that we had a shortage in chip production. He thought we meant chocolate chips. Well, hope everyone has some room for some chocolate chip cookies because Joe Biden ordered factories to shut everything else they were doing and make more chocolate chips.
I'm okay with that.
He didn't realize we were talking about actual chips for vehicles. Chocolate chips. I did eat some Oreos at 2 a.m. last night. That's never a good plan.
No, that's bad.
And I've been really good for, I don't know, a week. Then I had Taco Bell and Oreos at 2 a.m.
You did. Yeah. You really hit that junk food last night.
Whatever. You know what I mean? It just sometimes you just had to suck it up and say, screw it, I don't care.
Sometimes, yeah. It doesn't hurt. Whatever. It's your weekend.
Fish said, have a great weekend, everybody, and happy Father's Day to all of the awesome dads out there. And I'd like to reiterate that to you. A lot of dads, a lot of great dads that I know who join us here every day, and I hope that you really do. You deserve a great weekend. People taking care of you for once. Hope it's a fantastic, fantastic Father's Day.
Enjoy your ties that you're going to get.
That you can wear once a year. Maybe save them for next Juneteenth Day or something.
Just make sure they don't get you that baby blue tie that old toddler Biden got for his.
The last thing you want is the Russian media attacking you about wearing a childish tie. EC, good job this week, buddy. Thanks for holding it down. Well, more information can be found out about you where, sir?
You can just Google me, Eric Stacy, Steacy.
And thank you for joining me, as always. I love you. I really, really do. Hey, download the app. All past shows are right there. It's a full-blown podcast format with every past show on there. I think you'll really like it. Tell your friends, please. I love you. One more favor, though, please. Stick around. Because Bill O'Reilly is coming up next, followed by my good buddy and a true legend, Edward Till. That is when Shando takes over. He's the anchor tenant. He's the like the chocolate chip of this little radio station with the Shannon Burke Show with his good buddies Yo Frey, DJ, Bubba Whoop Ass Wilson. The party starts again Monday morning with the big man himself, Bubba the Love Sponge. EC, I don't know much. But I do know one little teeny tiny thing.
What's that?
I'll see you right back here again Monday morning on the Florida Man Radio Network.